Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Sandy Adams guides us through the New Testament book of 1 Peter. Now to Pastor Sandy.
Chapter 5 begins with a word to church leaders. Verse 1, the elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder. Notice how Peter classifies himself. He calls himself a fellow elder. Notice he doesn't call himself the Pope. He doesn't even call himself the chief elder. He just calls himself a fellow elder. I'm a brother. And he says to his peers in ministry, verse 2, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers. Good shepherds tend and mend. They feed and lead. A shepherd is constantly vigilant. He looks out for his vulnerable flock. But not by compulsion, but willingly, he says. An elder should never be made to serve. He should want to serve. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. An elder or a pastor should never be pushy or manipulative. He should never throw his weight around or have to pull rank. Rather, the leaders of the church should lead by example. And when the chief shepherd appears, he says, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Human leaders are under shepherds, but Jesus is the chief shepherd. And he promises a crown to those who serve him faithfully. Verse 5 tells us that the younger members of the church should submit to the older members, and everyone should be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's why we're told in verse 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You be humble, God exalts in his time. And casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Isn't that beautiful? As the old saying goes, turn your cares into prayers. As a friend told me once, always turn your cares over to God before you go to bed. He's going to be up all night anyway. Chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I've been told that the roaring lion is not the one you really worry about. He's just a decoy. When little Bambi comes strolling down the path, the roaring lion jumps out and he snarls and he growls and he makes all kinds of fierce noises. But you see, all the old lion can do is just roar. He's toothless. He's been declawed. He's been defanged. He's as harmless as a kitty cat, but he still remembers how to look menacing. And he can strike fear into the heart of little Bambi so that the deer spins around and flees off in the opposite direction right into the jaws of the young lions that are hiding in the bushes waiting for the kill. Satan is a roaring lion. He's a toothless lion. Jesus has detoothed and declawed Satan. By the power of Jesus, he is now as harmless as a kitty cat. The only way Satan can defeat you is through fear and intimidation. If you don't stand strong, if you don't put on the armor of God, if you don't trust in the might of Jesus Christ, if you turn and tuck tail and flee in the opposite direction, you'll end up running right into trouble. This is why we need to resist him, Peter says, steadfast in the faith. Instead of running, resist. Don't back down. Trust the Lord. Plead the blood. Call on Jesus' name. Take a strong stand and Satan will be forced to flee. James 4 verse 7 tells us, resist the devil and he will flee from you. When you're confronted by evil, put up a resistance and Satan will have to flee. And don't think you're alone in this struggle with evil. Peter adds in verse 9, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Peter closes his letter with some personal remarks and what I call a fanfare of faith. In verses 10 and 11, but may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And there we have Peter's first epistle.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Sandy Adams is the pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain in Atlanta, Georgia. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.